Hey, Randy, what's with all the Union Jack flags around the room? You expecting a visit from the royal family?
Better than that, my friend. Today we spotlight one of Great Britain's most versatile and talented comedians, a star of television, films, and live performances.
Well, that is exciting. Can I get a hint at who it might be?
Now, as the more perceptive of you probably realized by now, this is hell. And I am the devil. Good evening. But you can call me Toby, if you like.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan. And that clip was the great Rowan Atkinson. Raised in Northeast England and educated at Newcastle University as an electrical engineer, Rowan's first big break as an entertainer came in the late 70s as a cast member and writer for the BBC sketch comedy program Not the 9 O'Clock News, which parodied news and popular culture. Let's take a listen.
And the week before that, Harvest Sunday, there were three of us. Myself, the organist, Mr. Posner, and a tin of spaghetti. Where were you bastards then?
The success of Not the 9 O'Clock News led almost immediately to a partnership with Richard Curtis and Ben Elton in the highly successful Blackadder programs. Four series of historical, satirical sitcoms in the 80s, with Rowan as the scheming and manipulative Edmund Blackadder, with each series set in a different period of British history. Here's a classic clip from the fourth and final series set during World War I, Blackadder Goes Forth.
For us, the Great War is finito. A war that would be a damn sight simpler if we just stayed in England and shot 50,000 of our men a week. No more mud, death, rats, bombs, shrapnel, whiz-bangs, barbed wire, and those bloody awful songs that have the word whoops in the title.
Rowan followed up the Blackadder series with a completely different character who has become his best-known comic creation. Debuting on New Year's Day in 1990, Mr. Bean became an international sensation. Here's a clip from the 1997 film Bean.
And even though Mr. Whistler was perfectly aware that his mother was a hideous old bat who looked like she had a cactus lodged up her backside, he stuck with her. It's a picture of a mad old cow who he thought the world of.
After Mr. Bean, Rowan continued to stay busy with the Ben Elton sitcom Thin Blue Line, Blackadder specials, and more film appearances. He's also been active over the years in Amnesty International charity performances and in Comic Relief's Red Nose Day telethons.
You can find out more about Rowan Atkinson and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.